God Doesn't Fix Broken Pieces, He Wrote Them In, by Steve Martin. There's a well-loved gospel song many of us grew up singing. It goes like this. Pick up the broken pieces and bring them to the Lord. He will put you back together and make your life complete. It's sincere, it's comforting, and it's wrong. Not entirely wrong, but wrong enough to miss the deeper, truer, more beautiful story that God is telling. Let's be honest. Life does break. Dreams collapse. Plans fall apart. Hearts shatter. And when they do, this song offers a picture of us gathering up the scraps of our lives, sifting through the damage, trying to salvage what we can, so we can hand them to God and ask Him to fix what we've ruined. It's a nice sentiment, but it makes two false assumptions. One, it assumes that the brokenness was outside of God's plan. Two, it assumes that it's our job to bring the pieces to Him. But what if the broken pieces weren't outside of His plan at all? What if they were the plan? What if every shattered hope, every failed plan, every storm and shadow has already been written? On purpose, into the script of your life by a God who sees the end from the beginning? What if the author of your story orchestrated the cracks and collapses to create something more glorious than your original success ever could have? That changes everything. God's story doesn't need to be fixed. It needs to be finished. When we act like we've messed up the story and now need God to repair it, we unintentionally cast Him as a divine janitor, someone we call in when we've made a mess. But God isn't reactive. He's not patching up things after the fact. He's the sovereign author of every scene, even the hard ones. Romans 11, verse 36 says, "Out of Him and through Him and for Him is all, to Him be the glory." That means nothing, not your failures, not your heartbreak, not even your doubt, was outside of His design. It all came out of Him. It's all going through Him. And it will all return to Him, restored, redeemed, rejoiced. You don't bring your broken pieces to God. He gave them to you. And He hasn't just planned a vague recovery. He's written a sequel. The sequel will explain everything. God's not trying to rewind your story back to the good old days. He's moving it forward toward a dazzling, joy-filled finale where the broken things finally make sense. The tears, the detours, the damage, they're not side notes. They're plot points. And the sequel, it's already written. It's the part where everything sad comes untrue, where everything lost is found, where every crack reveals the glory inside. That's the promise, not just a God who fixes what we've wrecked, but a God who authored the wreckage to reveal His love, His grace, and His plan to become all in all. 1 Corinthians 15, verse 28. So no, friend, don't gather up the shards of your past in shame and bring them to God hoping for a repair. Instead, sit down in awe and realize the broken pieces are part of the masterpiece. They belong, they're beautiful, and the best is still to come.